here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 13th of May, 2010. It's the birthday of Arthur Sullivan, half of the team of Gilbert and Sullivan, born London, 1842. Starting in 1871, along with William Gilbert, he wrote 14 very popular comic operas, Trial by Jury, The Mikado, The Pirates of Penzance, and others. It's the birthday of the doctor who gave us the pap smear, Georgios Nicolas Papanikolaou, born in Kimi in Greece in 1883. The pap smear, the most widely used screening test for detecting signs of cervical cancer. He introduced it in 1928, but it was such a simple test that other doctors were very skeptical of it, and it didn't really catch on until the early 1940s. These days, about 55 million pap tests are performed in this country each year. And it's the birthday of the poet Kathleen Jamie, born in Renfrewshire, Scotland, in 1962. The London Times called her the leading Scottish poet of her generation. Her book, The Treehouse, won the Scottish Book of the Year Award a few years back. She was given a writing award when she was just 19. She traveled around the Himalayas on the prize money. Said she never really intended to be a writer, but she kept writing because she didn't want to have to settle for an office job. So she scraped by on various writer-in-residence posts in her 20s, writes about nature. She wrote in her poem Whale Watcher, "And when at last the road gives out, I'll walk harsh grass, sea moss, lichen-crusted bedrock, and hole up the cold summer in some battered caravan, quartering the brittle waves." She said, "When we were young, we were told that poetry is about voice, about finding a voice and speaking with this voice. But the older I get, I think it's not about voice. It's about listening and the art of listening, listening with attention, bringing the quality of attention to the world." Here's a poem for today by Kathleen Jamie entitled Crossing the Loch. Remember how we rode toward the cottage on the sickle-shaped bay that one night after the pub loosed us through its swinging doors, and we pushed across the shingle till water lipped the sides as though the lock-mouthed boat. I forget who rowed. Our jokes hushed, the oars splash, creak, and the spill of the lock reached long into the night. Out in the race, I was scared, the cold shawl of breeze and hunched hills, what the water held of deadheads, ticking nuclear hulls. Who rowed and who kept their peace, who hauled salt air and stars deep into their lungs, were not reassured. And who first noticed the lock's phosphorescence, so like a twittering nest washed from the rushes, an astonished small boat of saints, we watched water shine on our fingers and oars, the magic dart of our bow wave. It was surely foolhardy, such a broad lock, a tide, but we live and even have children to women and men we had yet to meet that night we set out, calling our own the sky and salt water, wounded hills, dark, starred by blueberries, the glimmering anklets we wore in the shallows as we shipped oars and jumped to draw the boat safe high at the cottage shore. A poem by Kathleen Jamie, Crossing the Loch, from Waterlight, Selected Poems, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.